This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to a tech update. Alan Pollock's here. What you got for us today, Alan?
My goodness, Alice, you said some key words that were just absolutely fantastic. So consumers are not going to want to sit face-to-face, and my mom's on Zoom, and it works great. So I'm going to save those. We're going to use them a few times. David, what is the difference between a smart herb garden for $99.95 or a fun pop socket phone grip for $10?
I have no idea.
They're both in the top five list, the tech gifts for Mother's Day.
Are you serious?
And what's amazing, but the number one is an Amazon Echo smart speaker, believe it or not, and wireless earbuds and a fitness tracker are in there as well. Yeah, if you're looking to grow with a Bluetooth LED light, you can get yourself a smart herb garden. Moving on to better news. I had no idea I saw this, and I thought this was interesting, just thinking of, you know, our technology has to work, right? It's got to be up and running all the time. Netflix added 16 million new signups during the COVID, which I thought was amazing. Yeah. They've blown away all the competition as far as the total amount of subscribers. They have very minimal tech issues, if any, and their share has grown over 30% this year.
Can you believe it? I heard Universal Studios is now going to start releasing some of their new films via Netflix because they're anticipating this is going to change the way people go to movies. I can't wait to get back to a movie theater. But I get it. That's something that's happening. So the theaters are now boycotting Universal Studios. There's some really interesting things that are coming to come out. I'm not sure that we have all figured it out, but we are going to be living life a little bit differently.
Not even movies, but why watch one episode on TV that ends after lots of commercials when you can binge watch five of them?
The story continues. We binge watched The Chosen, which I'd recommend for anybody, over Easter, and it was amazing. And yeah, it's so fast. You just get on there and watch it.
Well, hopefully, David, people are binge listening to us because you can do that too.
They are.
And so check this out. MasterCard, really cool, CNBC, they have said that contactless payments jumped 40% as shoppers fear germs on cash and credit cards. It's funny because I read this, and then this morning I was listening to Breaking Banks.
Yep.
And, you know, they talked about one of the gentlemen on the podcast says, I don't agree. He goes, it's called initiated contactless, but it's not contactless because all you do is start it, but you still have to sign your name or enter your PIN code. The only place, and I think he said that's truly contactless, is Chick-fil-A. So if you're interested in learning more about contactless, you can Google that. But MasterCard put some stats out there. They have seen a 40% increase in their contactless cards. We will get there, I'm sure. Apple Pay is a lot easier, and the new norm is probably going to include a lot of people, or even our credit card companies, for example, sending out those new contactless chip cards that you could just tap on the top of the screen. All right, and David, you know, we talked, and I mentioned this the last 2 weeks, you know, I made a statement, technology adoption is more significant today than any time in the past. I wanted to chat quickly today about AI and smart speakers, plus it was number one on the list for Mother's Day gifts technology side. And voicebot.ai had a survey. They said that now 90 million adults have smart speakers, basically one third of all U.S. adults. And what they said is a 32% growth of digital assistants in the last year. And Alice, that brings me back to what you said, right? Customers are not going to want to sit face to face. And it even makes you think of all the credit unions and folks that, not just credit unions, but folks that did the mortgage process or the financial experience, whether you were a financial analyst or consultant or a planner, you're still part of the mortgage process and you did these things face to face. So because of that process, times have now changed. And, you know, David, we talked a lot about chatbots. You and I even did a mini prototype. I've also done a chatbot prototype and a digital human prototype in the years past. Very interesting. I want to share two quick things. One is the market share. Amazon right now has a 50% market share. It's actually 53%. Google has a 30% market share on smart speakers. And then there's a couple other ones that fill in the gap. In 2019, Amazon had a 61% market share. So there's actually been a drop in market share because other systems and other components have sort of come to market, which is kind of interesting. So we're still seeing a growth, but we're seeing a slowdown and a drop in certain devices. anyways, where I'm going with this is, you know, many of us have tried a chatbot strategy. We continue to think about chatbot. The new norm is forcing us to think of ways to interact with our customers, with members. A great example, David, I heard on Breaking Banks, actually, Aspire Credit Union, what they did, and this doesn't have anything to do with technology, the federal government, when they gave the stimulus checks out, they went and automatically tried to send them to all of the ACH information they have, but it turns out that those bank accounts don't exist anymore. They were closed. And so what the credit union did is for their members, they called every single member and they verified what the new account info is so that the stimulus checks didn't go to a black hole. Now, that wasn't a technology thing. That's a relationship thing. And so when we think about chatbots and digital assistants, we're coming to a world where even face-to-face, if you walk into a branch, how can we make that experience contactless? Now, there's privacy concerns, there's security concerns.
Right.
But just today,
right.
You know, David, if you think back many podcasts, we talked about, you know, how loan officers took 13 times, I think, in order to sort of, you know, hook line and bring in that deal. But what we're talking about is, you know, a conversational experience, human emotion and empathy, building trust, and then getting more data. The more data we have, we can build more experience, and we can create that conversation. I will focus next week on more about what we're doing in our industry with chatbots and voice assistants. I just wanted to tease the topic and sort of gives everyone something to think about. But the new norm may include a lot more digital assistants.
Oh, yeah, I thoroughly well expect it. But I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I've seen it so many times. I can't remember who initially turned me on to it. But you know Alexa for Seniors? It's called Alexa Silver. Have you seen what Saturday Night Live did with that video? It is hilarious. So Google, if you haven't looked at it, folks, Google. What I just Googled was a senior citizen Alexa video. It's the one that, you know, if you want to put Alexa Silver, it is hilarious. I love it. Seniors are picking up on this stuff.
I will put it on my LinkedIn. And I've got another one, too. I'll put two of them on my LinkedIn this afternoon. Love to hear some feedback and comments for everyone. And don't forget, you can reach me, Alan, at TMS-advisors.com.
Yeah, good advisor, too. He is. Alan, thank you so much for being here with us. Appreciate you, friend. Thank you. Good to have you with us, everybody. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Look at our sponsor page, all of our sponsors. But I want to call a special attention out to Finastra. Say thank you to them, as well as Indicom and Celerate, Ainsworth Advisor. We already talked about them. And just so grateful for all of the sponsors that are here with us.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.